Really a quick idea. I read a story recently about Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Zatzal, where he tells a story about how he was driving through the Catskills. Someone was driving him and his wife through the Catskills, and they saw that someone was pulled over on the road and they were struggling to change their tire. And he's wearing a kippah. So what do? They stop, the driver gets out, he helps him change the tire, he says Shabbat Shalom, and then all of a sudden the guy who they helped change the tire takes the kippah off and puts it in his pocket. So I guess the driver must have asked, why'd you do that? Very confused. And he said, I knew that if I was broken down on the side of the road and I wore a kippah, a Jew would stop by and help me. Fascinating. Really, really fascinating. And it really, really relates to this week's parasha. We say, Pasuk Dalet, Lo tir'et chamor achicha o'shor nofulim baderech v'tal amta mehem hakem takim imo. You're going to see your friends, he has his donkey, your brother's donkey or his ox, and it's fallen down. And you're not going to hide yourself from him, and for sure you're going to help him. For sure you're going to help him. It's the same concept. The Ramban brings down that the reason for this mitzvah and the reason for a couple of psukim later where he actually comments this on Shiluach HaKan is Torah is trying to create us into compassionate people. It's trying to make us into people that are thoughtful, that help each other. My first year at YU, I really, really struggled. I really had a difficult time until one of my friends said, hey, wake up, it's time to get going. And Baruch Hashem, the rest of my time at YU, much, much better. You see your friend in YU, Baruch Hashem, YU is a really challenging place. It pushes you further. It makes you want to be better. But it's difficult. You have to learn. You have to get up early to daven. You have to stay up late to finish night seder and daven. You have classes. You have homework. I get it. It's a lot. So you should look around and you should say, if I'm struggling, maybe my friend's struggling too, and maybe I can help him get up too. Have a great morning.
Beautiful.